going on the phone. Okay, so we're going to start then.
Where are we holding?
So we're holding on Kuf Gimel on the base, the second line from the end of the medium-sized line. But see, seven lines from the bottom. Line begins both.
Seven lines from the bottom.
Right. Okay. We mentioned yesterday, we were talking about the concept of shiurim. Shiurim are very precise. When the Chachamim tell us a certain shiur, then there's no playing around with it. We said, for example, the context was, we said in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon had said that only up to 60 Esroinim are able to be mixed in a mincha, 61 not. We said, how could it be? There's a threshold like that. The 60 is 60. Same thing as 40 soft or a mixer, and the same thing a few other things that we mentioned as well. Okay. But now, in this connection, we're going to bring another thing that has to do with shiurim in connection with the dinim of Tumah V'Tahara. That's what Rashi says, that's the connection. Tosfos says another connection is that at the end of the story, after we go through the story and we discuss it, we're going to mention that Rabbi Yehuda, well, we're going to say at the beginning, we're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda is the one who gave the Sfak Halacha in the story, and he was Muraina de Bei Nasir. He was the Rav of the Nos, of the family of the Nasir. He was the private Rav of the family of the Nasir, and he would pass in Halacha over there. And since we mentioned yesterday that Rabbi Yehuda was Rosh HaMadabra Mechol Markim, that he's always the first speaker at every occasion because of the story involving him and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi talking about the Romans, so therefore they may have also appointed that he should be the Rav for the Nassim, for the Nassim family, and therefore that's the connection. Okay. So Amar Bibi, Amar Rabbi Shrovan Lay. Maisa Bapirta Akas Shabes Rebbe. It happened once with a mule, a female mule, belonging to the house of Rebbe. And Rebbe, by the way, in the Gemara over here, doesn't always mean Rebbe as in Rabbi Yehuda Anas. Sometimes it can mean more generically the family of the Nassim. So Tosfos actually discusses at the top of the next Amud that it's very possible that maybe Rebbe over here actually means Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi. Conceivably, Rabbi Yehuda might have still been alive when Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanner, Rabbi Yehuda Berbeloi, might have still been alive when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi became Nasi. Maybe not. Not necessarily, though, yeah. So it could be, but on the other hand, it could be that Rebbe over here just means generically the family of the Nassim. Anyway, so it happened once that a mule of theirs died. The Shiro Chachamim has done a bit of it. And the Chachamim evaluated, the Chachamim had to figure out how much blood came out of it, whether there's a Revius in it. Because if there's a Revius, then you'd become Tomei from touching, it would be the equivalent of touching an Avela. If you touched that blood, and therefore the Chachamim had to figure out whether there was a Revius in it.
It was cut or just died?
No, it died, but the point is, after it died, blood came out of it. I don't know, it could be that it died from an injury or something and blood came out of it or whatever. I don't know. Somehow some blood came out of it after it was dead. And the question is whether there was a revise or not. Okay, so the Gemara says, the animal itself, the flesh of it, we're talking about the blood. The concern was if there's a revise of blood over there and a person were to touch that revise of blood, then they would become Tomei. That was outside the animal, of course, so, but nevertheless, yeah.
No,
he just becomes Tomei the same thing as if he touched the actual animal. The same way as if he touched the Kazayas of the Nevela, he'd be Tomei. The same way, they were saying that if he were touched, Hold on. Because they had to figure out, whether there was a Revius there or not. The Shira Chachamim has done a Revius doesn't mean they said that there is a, they said that if there's a, they had to figure, the Chachamim, which the Gemara is going to say later, means Rabbi Yehuda, had to actually look over there, is there a Revius of present of blood there or not. So most of Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna, says, I have a contradiction. A Mishnah in ADX says like this, Heyed Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, Rabbi Yeshua, which is Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua ben Dake, and Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, gave Eidos in front of the Sanhedrin, al dam nevelah shu Torah, blood of an animal that's nevelah, that's Torah. So that's the question. What do you mean that a Revius, if it would be Metame, they're saying that it's not Metame? And, there's a bit of discussion among the Meharshim. When we say over here Tahar, do we mean Tahar as in it's not Tomei when a person touches it, or does it also mean Tahar as in it's not considered a mashke to be mashu food? If it were to touch food, it wouldn't make it Moksha Lakabal Tumah. Alright, anyway, the point is, it's definitely they're saying it's Tahar. But Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Beseira, I can prove to you from an actual case. It happened once that in the times of the Beis Mikdash still, that they were killing Arodios, which is wild donkeys, La Arayas, for the lion, to feed to the lion, the Istria Shalmelech, in the Istria, which means either the public highway or the stadium or whatever of the king. In other words, so they had lions over there. Neucher means they killed, or literally means they stabbed. Arodius means wild donkeys. La'arayas, for the lions, the Istria Shalmelech, in the Istria of the king, which means in the zoo or in the arena or whatever it is, exactly someplace where they have lions, they need to feed them, so they killed the Arodius for them, and there was a lot of blood. The whole Oiler Golem shaken ad and Badam. The Oiler Golem now are passing through that area on their way to the Oiler Regal for one of the Shalosh Regalim, and they're going up until their knees in the blood, because that's how much there, yeah, I guess there was that much. I guess there were a lot of Arodius. I don't know.
How many lions?
I don't know, but whatever. So the, they were killing Arodius. They were killing wild donkeys, yeah.
To give the
meat to the lions. I guess so, I don't know. Anyway, so they're walking through the blood. Whatever. The point is they're adrachobitsayan until their knees, the dam and blood, the Amalahem Dover, and the Chacham didn't say anything. So therefore that proves that Dam Nevelus is cover. These animals are Nevelus, and yet we didn't say this. So the other devil, be careful when you come to Yerushalayim, you're gonna have to go to Mik. Okay. So that was the question. A beautiful bit now. Ishtik, sort of busy, was quiet, he couldn't find an answer to that.
What should he have said?
Okay. So Ishtik is quiet. Well, he could have given an answer. He could have maybe thought of an answer. But Amalei Rav Zrika, sort of Zrika says, to Bibi, my time like from other man. Why are you not answering anything? Why don't you think of some answer? Amalei, sort of Bibi says, Heishi Ahadalei, how should I be able to answer them? I don't have the head to be able to answer him. And he explains what he means. So first, he's going to digress by explaining something, by explaining a situation where a person might not have the head for something. And then he's going to say that I'm in that situation. The Amr of Chanan. Rav Chanan says like this. You have a pasuk near the end of the Toichacha in Kisavoy that goes like this. The whole pasuk goes, V'hoyu chayecha tzloim v'chami meged. Your life will be hanging in the balance before your eyes. You'll be afraid by night and by day. And you won't be able to trust your own life. So it's like three stages in the terror and the lack of stability that didn't feel engulfed. So what do these refer to? The first one, your life is like hanging in the balance before your eyes, is a person who negative means in front of you. Negative literally means in front of you. But yeah, like yeah. This refers to a person who doesn't have a field to plant. So therefore, his life is like hanging in the balance in front of him. He has to buy food. He has to buy grain for a year at a time. So he doesn't know whether this year he has, but what if next year there's a crop failure or a flood or a drought or what have you. And
he has a field, and he loses a sense of choice.
Fine, but in a field, at least he has a little more. There's a little more stability. Fine. I mean, there still can be natural disasters, but at least the person doesn't feel that tension constantly, like I have to depend on other people. Then he continues, the person continues, you'll be afraid by day and by night, means that the person is even in a worse situation. This is a person who has to buy grain every Erev Shabbos, so he's feeling even less stable. Any 1 week, there could be some kind of problem, and he's not going to be able to have food for Shabbos. We buy ready-made bread, but yeah. But Al-Tamin, the Loisam, the Loisam, and the Pesach finishes off, you won't be able to trust your own life. What is that referring to? Is that Samech al-Palter? That refers to somebody who has to rely on a baker. So the first two people, at least, they have the ability to grind the grain themselves and make bread themselves, so to that extent, they're self-sufficient. Somebody who's Samech al-Palter, somebody who doesn't even have an oven to bake bread, then he's dependent on... Again, somebody who buys grain. So the first case... He buys grain. In other words, you have a farmer who grows grain, and he buys grain for a year or for a week at a time, as the case may be, and they grind it up and make bread out of it. The son of Halapalter is the one who's in the worst situation of all. He has to depend on the baker. So if 1 week the baker is closed for whatever reason, then he has no food. And continues Rav Bibi. By the way, I mean, we always say Rav Bibi, the Shalach Kodesh points out that the pronunciation really should be Bevi. It's a name brought in Ezra and Nehemiah. Anyway, So Rabbi or Rabbevi says, Bahu Gavra al Palter Foma, that person, meaning I am relying on a palter. In other words, I'm in that situation. I have no fields and no ability to make bread of my own. I'm dependent on the baker to be able to supply me bread, and therefore I don't have the head to be able to think about to be able to think and give an answer to this. And you have a number of interesting explanations in this. I mean, first of all, it's interesting. There's a Gemara in Sota that where Rabbi Eliezer says that if a person has food today and he says, where am I going to have food for tomorrow, then he's mikane amon. He's like one of
those people
who has less amunah than he should. So what is your BB saying over here about himself that I'm so mikal palter? Okay, I mean, one answer obviously is that okay, so one answer is obviously that a person should feel betochen, that a person can be feeling betochen. He shouldn't be thinking, well, where is Hashem going to supply me from? Hashem always has a way to supply. But nevertheless, he's nervous that what if I don't have enough sukkim or whatever, Hashem uses my pet, possibly. But actually, with all that said, there are a couple of the acharonim, the Aruch Haner, for example, who says that actually the busy doesn't mean literally that he's in that situation, having to rely on a baker for his daily bread. What he means is he means it metaphorically. He's saying like this, you're asking me about the story that Rabbi Shlomo Levi said about this mule that died, and they checked to find whether there was a revius of blood. I'm not saying, if I was the postic myself in that case, I might have said differently. I've given the Mishnah an avius, or I might have found some way to answer it. But given that I'm not the one who was involved in the story, I'm not even saying the story myself, I'm only saying it over in the name of Rabbi Shlomo Levi, of what happened in a previous generation, then I'm like somebody who's buying bread from the baker. You have a complaint about the bread, go to the baker. You don't ask me, in other words. Okay. So the Gemara says, my habit. So that's according to the Aruch Haner and in one of the Shuvahs. So in other words, the baker in this case would be Rabbi Yehuda, who actually gave the original Pesach Halacha, as we're going to say in a second, or Rabbi Shlomo Levi, who told the story to Rabbi. So ask him, in other words, don't ask me to be able to find a way to plan for it. Because, okay, I heard the story from Rabbi Shlomo Levi, Okay. Sigmar says, my Haviyallah, okay, what's the bottom line? The fact is, what are we doing? We have that Mishnah that says that Dam Nevelos is not Mekameh. On the other hand, we do have the story that Rabbi Shulgam Levi is saying, a Maiser Rav, an actual case. I mean, both of them are saying Maiser Rav, that's the thing. You have a Maiser Rav that they passed into the family of the Nasim, to Rebbe or whichever other Nasi, that we have to find out whether there's a Rebbe over there. We have a Maiser Rav from the Ola Regal that we're not concerned about it. So what's the story? Are we concerned or not? Rabbi Yosef says this like this. Rabbi Yehuda, Meirainu de Ben Nesiah. Rabbi Yehuda was the Rav, the Poisek in the family of the Nesiim. The family of the Nesiim, the family of Rebbe, had somebody who was available to them as their personal Rav, sort of. And it was his job to keep an eye on everything that's going on in their house, on their estate or whatever, to make sure that everything's being done kedash u kedin. That was Rabbi Yehuda. Again, like Tosfos says, or Rabbi Yehuda ben Rabbi Loi from our Mishnah and from before, yeah. So, in other words, again, like Tosfos says, when the Romans said about him, Yehuda She'ila Yis'ala, that Yehuda who praised us, he should be elevated. So the elevation was that he was Rosh HaMadabrim B'chol Mokim, that whenever the Chachamim are gathered together, he's always honored to be the first one to speak. And also, Tosfos is saying that apparently because of that is why they appointed him the personal Rav, the personal Tosfos of the family of the Nasi. Anyway, so he is the Tosfos over there. But already like Yishmaika.
Of giving such importance to the words of the Romans.
But that's, so,
if the Edishnad wanted to nominate it, that's the one.
That's fine, but that's what I was mentioning at the end yesterday, that we have a discussion about it in various places, in various trials of Trubas, that we see from this, therefore, that if the Goyim want to appoint somebody to a position, such as a Rav or whatever, as long as he is qualified for it, and as long as the Sivir is willing to accept him, fine. It's not a bazillion to the Torah to say you're accepting such a position from a Goy. You see, based on this process, that in and of itself, that's not a bazillion. Okay. Please mute your phone, would you redactor, unless you want to ask something? We're getting feedback over here. Okay. Anyway, so Rabbi Yehuda is the poysik over here. But only like the Shmaike. Okay, so how did it come about that he paskin? Because he paskin according to his own understanding of the din. The Tanan, namely, we learn in another Mishnah in Aegis, Rabbi Yehuda, in the Shisha Dvarim, Mikula Bishamar, and Mechumer Bishilol, Rabbi Yehuda says that there are six cases in which, usually, of course, we know Bishamar is Machmer and Bishilol is Mekel. Rabbi Yehuda says, now aside from, you have various cases that everybody agrees that Bishamar is Mekel and Bishilol is Machmer. Rabbi Yehuda says, aside from those ones that everybody else agrees with, I hold that there are six more where Bishamar is Mekel and Bishilol is Machmer, whereas the other Chachamim would hold, at least in some of those, that maybe Bishamar and Bishilol are not arguing about it at all. And one of them is Dam Nevelus, one of them is this case of the blood of an Nevela. Bishama Mitaru and Bithil Matamin. That Bishama says Tommy and Bithil and that it's Satisfar and Bithil says Tommy. Given that the halacha The halacha as usual is like Bithil. So if we say that Bishama holds that it's Tahr and Bithil holds it's Tommy, the result would be that it's Tommy. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi, so that's why Rabbi Yehuda prosecuted for the family of the Nasiim like that. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira, in their Mishnah and Elias, they're saying, we disagree with that whole premise. We hold that Shana and Bethel did not argue about this case. Everybody agrees it's Tahr. Well, if it's Tahr, then fine. Or they're there, can walk through it and there's no problem. They disagree that there was a machlokes, exactly.
Who's the one who Bethel says that you are coming?
That Rabbi Yehuda learned from his rebbe in that way. Sometimes you have a number of places in Shas where you have a machlokes between later Tanoim, did Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel argue about a particular case, or did they not? Yeah, you have an example of it is in the Sefer Sukkah, where you have an argument over there about the, what do you call it there? You have an argument over there about if you want to take off boards from a roof and replace them with schach for Sukkot, what do you have to take out the nails? Do you have to take out every other board and put in schach? Do you have to do both? And you have two different opinions. You have one opinion. You have Rabbi Meir over there saying, you have Rabbi Yehuda, I think, also saying over there that the Chamei says one thing and the Sibyl says something else. And Rabbi Meir says that everybody agrees that such and such. Yeah, so you have sometimes. So the point is, therefore, again, so it's not a contradiction because Rabbi Yehuda was paskining according to his own shita, which is that Beit Shammai, that this is one, that Beit Hillel was machmir on this, and therefore the halacha is like Beit Hillel. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua ben Beseira said that there's no machlokes in this at all. Both Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel agree it's Tahr. Well, then it's Tahr. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda asked Shetimu Beit Hillel, and furthermore, Rabbi Yosi ben Yehuda, who's the son of this same Rabbi Yehuda, so he's obviously following his father's shita, that there was a machlokes, and that Bithilah was machmir, but he says, you should know that even when Bithilah was machmir, and said that it's tomei, loitimu elabiravias, they were only matamei, as we said before, only if there's a revias. That's why Rabbi Yehuda was checking if there's a revias of blood. Why? Hoyo v'yochol likrish v'lamed al-kazayim. Because a revias of blood is a large amount enough that it can congeal and become the size of a kazayim. Which therefore, effectively therefore, is the equivalent of a kazayis of the flesh of the meat of the animal, which would be metame, as usual. So therefore, that's why he says dafka
Rabbi.
So we see from this story, therefore, that Rabbi Yehuda held that a revius of dam of an avela is tome. It is metame, rather than metame other things. Metame, yes, metame people, metame other things. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yeshua ben Gesera hold that no, that in fact there was no machlokas to shame Bithil about it. Everybody agrees that it's Tahr. And the halacha is in fact that it's Tahr. But we see from this story that Rabbi Yehuda was the poistic for the family of Zebi, for the family of Nasi.
So we're confirming that when the Chami make a Gzera, it's not Chami.
No. Again, there's no Gzera over here. When we said Bashir Chacham Nazam Berevius, we don't mean that Rabbi Yehuda was saying, I need to make a Gzera. Rabbi Yehuda, of course, had to go and sit and measure. Is there actually a revius of blood here?
Yeah, what's the lesson of the story?
The lesson of the story is that we see that Rabbi Yehuda was the poisek for the family of the Nasiim. That's the point. That's why, again, according to Rashi, the reason we brought in this story is it's another example of shiurim. Before we had 40 stars for a mitzvah, 60 sarin for the maximum size for a mincha, etc. Here's another example where only it has to be a revius and no less. That's the revius and no less in order to be metamic. And then according to Tosfos, the connection is because you have before Rabbi Yehuda the Rosh HaMegabra B'chol Mokum, and here is the Merayim Devei Nasiya, here he's the Tosfos for the family of Nasiya. That's fine. We're not saying that's the final halacha. The point is, there is definitely a concept of revius in many cases in halacha. Rabbi Yehuda holds. It holds. It applies over here also on the Chachamim disagree with him.
So we knew there was a concept of revius.
Okay, but here we're mentioning a particular example where they actually sat and measured to see whether there's a revius. Okay. Fine. New topic. The Mishnah says, Ein misnadin lur. A person cannot be a person can be menadev wine by itself. We're going to talk a little more about it on the day. A person can be, besides that, a person can be menadev a mincha, a person can also be menadev wine. We actually learned, well, we actually learned a machlokas about it in Zvachim. Shmuel over there held that actually what you do is you pour it on the fire of the Mizbeach. And we dealt with the question, what about that you're putting out the fire, et cetera. We learned over there also. But then the other opinion we learned over there in the Gemara, and this is the halacha, is that no, you pour it into the shittin, you pour it into the little cups over there on the edge of the mizbeach over there from which there are, and they're not gutters per se, but from them there are holes, there are drains from them, okay, that go down under the mizbeach. Okay. The Rambam also adds that like any other carbon, you'd have to salt it first. You'd have to salt the wine first. Okay. Anyway. Okay. So a person is menadev wine, they can't be menadev just one lug, or shnayim, or two lugim, v'chamisha, or five. The reason is because when do you have wine, as brought on the Mizbeach, is as a minchas nesachim. A minchas nesachim, we've learned earlier, you have three lugim for a sheep, four for a ram, six for a bull, or for any kind of cattle, whatever. So you only have three, four, and six. One is not suitable to be nesachim. Two is not either, and five isn't either, because you can't combine three, four, and six in any way to make five. So therefore, you can be menadev three, avon mitznadev and shloisha, but a person can be menadev three, which is the amount that would be suitable for a keves, v'arba, or four, v'shisha, or six, or v'shisha, four is for an aisle. Six would be for a car, or mishisha, or lamaila, and anything more than six, because once you get beyond six, it could be a combination. For example, suppose he's menadev seven lugim. We consider that's the amount that would be good for a kevet plus an ayah. Eight is enough for two ayahs. Nine is enough for three kvasin, or one car and one kevet. 10 is enough for one car and one ayah, etc. Once you get past that, you can figure it out mathematically. Any number can be made up of combinations of threes, fours, and sixes.
You just can't do another just one alone. Not to move the carbon.
That's fine. But the point is, we're saying because the Torah tells us that the only concept you have of pouring wine on the mizbeach is in connection with. Now you can bring a minchas nesachim by itself, fine, but it still has to be according to the shear that would be valid for a nesach elsewhere. And the only shear that are valid are three, four, and six. Okay. Fine. So the Gemara starts off like this. So we have a question as follows. And by the way, Tosfos actually brings up an interesting point. We learned before that if a person, we learned two Mishnayos ago on Kuf Yimel, that if a person were to make a neder that I'm going to bring a half Yisarin as a mincha, we make him bring a whole Yisarin. So by the same logic over here, if he says I'm going to bring one log of wine, why don't we make him bring three? The Tosfos actually says, okay, on the same idea. There he said, Harei Olai Chafi Yisarin, and we make him bring a whole Yisarin. Here he says, Harei Olai Lug, why shouldn't he have to bring three?
Which is the minimum.
So Tosfos gives one answer that maybe it's a difference between Tosfos answers that it's a difference maybe Harei Olai or Harei Zu. Here we're talking about an Nedava. He has a log of wine in front of him, and he says, I want to give this for Nesachim. And therefore, we're saying it's not that one lug can't be for nesachim. As opposed to, if he had said Harei Olai lug, then maybe Tashia he would be chayav in all of them. Rashi doesn't learn like that. Many of the other Rishonim don't learn like that either. That there would be a difference between Harei Olai and Harei Zu in this regard. And they give different answers. There may have to be a different one interesting answer is because by mincha you do have such a thing as a mincha of a half isarin. The fact is you have the Kohen Gadol brings a mincha chavitin, half an isarin in the morning, half in the afternoon. So therefore
consider it part of one.
No, that's fine. But the fact is, therefore, if a person says mincha chafi isarin, there's a certain validity to it. Whereas if he says I'm going to bring a neder for that matter of one or two lugim, there's no time ever where only one or two lugim of wine are poured on the mizbeach. Well, that's one of the answers.
The minimum is it should be three.
Minimum is three, yeah, that's what we said for a chemist. Okay. So, it boils. The Gemara starts off like this. The question is, yesh keva l'nesachim or ein keva l'nesachim? Do we say that there is a keva, meaning, suppose the person says, Harei Olai, now let's say, forget about one and two for a second. Suppose the person says, Harei Olai, 10, for example. Harei Olai, 10 lugim of wine. Do we say that there's keva, in the sense that now it has to be brought all together, all 10 in one keva, or not? Or do we say there's no keva? He could bring them individually.
Meaning,
in other words, in the case of 10, for example, you can bring 3, 3, 3, 3, and 4, let's say, or 6 and 4, yeah. Okay, so what's the, so the Gemara says actually, hey, dummy, so what's the, now, the Gemara is not going to say that the Nakamine is exactly that, that if he says 10, for example, does he have to bring it in one keli or not? Obviously, he has to bring the same way as we learned before. A person says a mincha of 60 sarin, he brings it all in one keli. So similarly, if he says 10 mulim, of course he's bringing the whole 10 in one, but we have a different Nakamine. Hey, dummy, so what's the case? What's the Nakamine? The case would be to bring the Aisi Chamisha. Suppose a person does bring 5 lugim of wine for an adava. Yamit ain't tevel and a sochin. So if you say like this, even though he brought them in one keli, we would say the fact is 5 are not suitable for an sochin, because again, 5 you can't combine out of 3, 4, and 6. If we say ein keva, fine. What we do is like this. Moshech umakruv arba minayu. What you do is you take 4 of those 5 lugim out, and you makruv them separately on the mizbeach. Bechazi la'ayil, because 4 is one of the proper amounts. It's suitable for the nesachim of an ayil. The idah having a java. Then we say the remaining one is, since you can't bring it as a korban by itself, one lug is not enough to bring by itself, then what we do is we consider it goes to nedava for the tzibur. So therefore, what do? We sell that one lug, we poida that one lug, and then we take the money, and we use it towards the davus of the sibr. Or another possibility, Rashi says, is he himself may end up eventually bringing an animal korban that needs nesachim, and then they'll take this one lug and combine it with 2 more lugs.
Why can't these lugs go to the general, when they have to have chayes there.
That's the point. Well, okay. Well, I mean, they may not necessarily need it that day, and then it's going to become possible by Luna or whatever. So if he put in a free shoris already, you're right. If he only brought it and it wasn't a free shoris yet, then maybe pass it. You would have to have that in that case. You would have to thoroughly give it over to the sibber, because the sibber you can't bring a carbon from things that belong to a yachid.
So,
yeah, I mean, they're, right.
So,
that's the question. Do we take 4 out of it, and the makrov and the mazeh, and the one of them either goes towards another carbon, or we sell it and use it towards another carbon?
Why don't we do 5 and 2 then?
What do you mean 5 and 2? 3 and 4. Because the maximum amount of what he said, we should try to bring on the mazeh. 4 of them can be brought. So therefore, 4 out of the 5 should go on the mazeh. And the remaining one will stay as the double. But the Amit Yesh Keva Lenasachim, but if you argue that there is Keva, once he said Harei 5, then it has to be all 5, then Adim Amali Lehulai Karvi. Then it would mean that unless he actually fills it up, unless he actually brings a 6th lug, you can't be mocked with it, because you can't be mocked with 5 by themselves. And in fact, the Rambam... Well, why is it impossible? It would mean that he brought 5...
He puts five in a keli.
It would mean that unless he brings that 6th lug, you can't be masked with any of it, maybe, because the whole 5 of it is in limbo until he brings a 6th one. And in fact, the Rambam says, according to that way, which we're going to end up talking about it, but according to that way of looking at it, it would mean we would make him bring the 6. So it would be similar to the Hafsi Sarin from before, where we make him bring another Hafsi Sarin. Similarly to here, once there's 5, and out of 5 there's enough to already be the stockum of one animal, then we would make him bring the 6. In other words, the argument is like this. According to Rashi, there's not really a difference between 1 and 2 and 5. None of them can be brought as is anyway. So therefore, if we say yesh kevel and a sachim, then we would make him bring the third, we would make him bring the second and third, or the third, or the sixth, and be mocked with all of it. According to the Rambam, it would come out that no, if it's 1 or 2, there's no possibility of it being brought anyway, so we wouldn't worry about yesh kevel and a sachim. We would say, no problem, you don't have a nether over here, it's not a valid nether. Only if you said 5 would we make him bring the 6th one, because 5 already could conceivably have been brought on the mizbeach.
But even if you said 5 and you bring it, having him bring 6, it's still not keva, because 5 is not 6.
No, but now he has 6. Now he has 6.
He didn't say 5.
But because he said the same way, as when he said chatzim sarin, you make him bring a fully sarin, the same way, if he said 5, according to this, we should make him bring a 6.
Right.
And now he has 6 altogether.
Not keva.
No. Yesh kevel and a sachim would mean that once there's five already, which some of it could have been brought on the mizbeach, then all of it has to be brought, and the only way to bring all of it would be to have an extra one. Keva means that now it's all fixed. It has to be brought all together on the mizbeach, and the only way to bring it all together would be to have a 6th lug. That's what keva means. Okay. Fine. Rabbi of Toshma, Rabbi says, okay, I'll bring a proof to you as follows. We've learned a number of times already that you have, there were 13 pushkas, 13 shofars in the Beit HaMikdash that were used for funds for different purposes, and shisha menadava. Six of them were used for nadava. And Ramunin Kenegadi, and we have a Gemara elsewhere, that's actually later on in Amos Esther, in the next parak, that talks about why do we have six. And one answer is, there's a couple of answers that I think is also discussed in Bava Kamma, but one answer is, Kenegad is like this, because you have six types of moiseh. Moiseh chasas, you have a case where a person has extra money from a chasas, so a person was high of a chasas, and he set aside X amount of money, and then he went and found that it was cheaper, so now he has extra money. So that money goes to Nadava. All these Nadava boxes, by the way, go for chayas of his day. They all go, again, for olos that are brought by the sibra when there's no other korbanos being brought. Anyway, and they're nesachim, of course. Okay, so one is for Moiser Chassas. Number two, Moiser Ashramos. You can have the same situation as an Asham. Number three, Moiser Asham Nazir. The third one is a specific case of an Asham Nazir. That's not the same as a regular Asham. Rashi explains, because the difference is a regular Asham comes to be Mechaper, an Asham of a Nazir. Essentially, the purpose of it is not so much to be Mechaper for him, but to make it possible for him to drink wine, or actually, as Julian Ashaf says, really what it is to make it possible for him to restart his Nazirus, the Talus, he's bringing an Asham when he became Tomei. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point is, it has a different purpose, therefore you can't mix them together. Umoiser Asham Mesorah, then you have another one for the leftover money from an Asham Mesorah. Again, that one is considered separate than the other one, because that one makes it possible for him to come back into the Machne. And number five is a Moiser Kinyan. The fifth one is when a person has leftover money after they bought birds for a korban, so they have to bring two birds, an Ola and a Chatas, for example, a woman who gave birth, a Zav, etc., and then they had money left over again, so it goes into the fifth box. And the sixth one, a Moiser Mincha Chloike. The sixth one was if a person set aside money for a Mincha Chloike and they had money left over. So those are the six. Yeah, so those are the six. So Abaya says the im issa. Now, going back to our case over here, you have five logim of wine, and the question is: are we makruv four of them, and the fifth one goes into nadava, or do we have to be makruv all five, and that would mean we make them bring a sixth one? If we say that we're makruv four, and we leave the other one over, and it goes to nadava, the im issa. If it was so, liskin shofar achrona keneged mos in the stocking, then you should have to make a seventh shofar of nadava, which would be for these kinds of mos in the stocking. So you can have a case where a person said, for example, I'm being menadek five, and we're going to offer four, and the one is going to go in there. So the fact that we didn't do it implies we can't have to be master of all five, and the only way to be master of all five is to add one more and make six.
And we never did that.
No, therefore that would answer the question. That would show yes, kevel. It would answer the question, yes, kevel and a stocking. Therefore, they didn't have a seventh box, so the Utaka wouldn't have that. If a person said five logins, you would make him bring six. The Gemara says, no, that's not really a proof, because Hanach and Nidvah Sibur Azri, because the difference is like this. The six cases of Nidavah that we're talking about, the six things that go into these six boxes, they're all going for the Nidavah of the Sibur specifically. On the other hand, when it comes to Nesachim, you don't have, it's a fairly common thing. Most Korbanos actually all need Nesachim. Therefore, extra to the Tarfi, Gemara, Bahadi Adori, the Tarfi. So you don't really need necessarily, we could argue that you, even if the guy is bringing five, you don't necessarily need to put the fifth one into another box and wait, and eventually it'll be used. Right on the spot there, you're likely to have somebody else on the same day bringing another korban where he needs an extra load of wine for his, and this guy can supply. So it doesn't rule it out. It could have to be that you're master four, and you leave over the fifth, but not you have to leave over the fifth. In other words, when it comes to the other moisturers, how often does a person have to bring a chassas? Not necessarily very, very often. How often does a person have to bring an osham? Again, not very often. So with that, the fact that the korban itself is not quite so common, plus the fact that moisture of it is even less common, so therefore you have to wait a while. You may have a person has moisture chassas now, and it takes 6 months until the box fills up with enough money for them to go and buy korban a sibur with it.
And therefore,
that's why they have to have a box, because you can't necessarily rely on that the guy is going to have. The guy has an extra dollar now that he has left over, as his Moshe Chassos, you're not going to be able to do anything with that dollar right now. It's going to take a while until it adds up. On the other hand, with Nesachim, you have Nesachim being brought all the time. So as soon as what would happen, this guy comes with his five logins, the Kohen will tell him, okay, we're going to be makruv four of them, hold on with that fifth one.
soon there'll be somebody else coming with another carbon that needs to suck him, and we'll use that towards it. Oh, yeah, they could probably also, if he's moist to the sliver, yoppy, if he gives it over, so release to the sliver, then, yeah, they could use it for a carbon of the sliver as well. Well, again, if you put enough sleep shards, you'd have a problem because it would be nicer, but they don't put enough sleep shards yet.
So what do they do with it?
That's the thing. So we're arguing, therefore, that so we don't know yet. Maybe when he brings five, we tell him that's no good. Five can't go on the Mosaic. You have to bring a sixth one.
Yeah.
Or maybe we tell him we can be massive four, and we'll leave the other one, and later today, somebody's bound to come up with a carbon.
That's
a separate box. We don't need a box, because it's a short-term fit. It's short-term versus long-term fit. Yeah. Okay.
Where?
When and where? The guy will hold on to it, and 5 minutes later, somebody will come along with another carbon.
The money, the trip was the held money, right?
Right.
Money.
Well, no, I mean, here also, you could tell him, sell that one log and put the money in here, but again, it's common enough that you don't need to do that. Omar Rava, so fine, you don't have a proof from a buyer's case, from the Mishnah that a buyer brought, but Rava says, I'll bring a different proof. How do we know, Bechlau, that a person is able to bring wine as an adava on the Mizeach? We learn that, because the Pasuk says Ezrach, the person says Salah Ezrach Yatakacha Ezela, and from that word Ezrach, which literally Ezrach means like a native born Yid, but it doesn't. I mean, it applies to all Yidden as well. And we already had in previous Sukkim, it describes all Yidden and Mesachim. So why does it have to continue Salah Ezrach Yatakacha Ezela, that every Ezrach should do this? So that's extra. Therefore, Malamach Nesnavim Mesachim. From that we learn that a person can be Menadiv Mesachim, even without a carbon. The Kama, and continues the Braisa, how much can you be Menadiv? Shloshes Logim. You can be Menadiv 3 Logim. Uminayin Shem Rosa Lahosif Yosef. Now, continues the Braisa, how do you know if you want to be Menadiv more than 3 that you can do that? Kama Dlaim a year. Therefore, the Pasuk said, the Pasuk continues over there, year. It's actually a different Pasuk, rather. But it's Gayan, Hasiahim Yia Lator, says by the Korbanus of Rosh Chodesh. Hasiahim Yia Lator, the word Yia there is extra. So therefore, the word Yia teaches us that the mincha that means, in other words, that you can add extra. You have havaya aferes. You have like an additional thing that can be added beyond 3. Rashi says another explanation is you have a Yia in Parshas Nesachim also because that's kochem kager Yia. So that Yia might be the Yia that we're referring to. Whatever it is, anyway. So how do we know? So you know from that you can add more. So now you would think maybe a person can bring less than 3 logim. No, chamad lema kocha. Therefore, that pasuk that we quoted before, kala ezra, if you have to kocha, kocha means like this. So it's like this. It's ma'akev, you can't bring less than
that. Well, then you said this by that to more.
No, because you can bring, kocha means not less than that. So wait, my Yosef, so we have to ask, what does the braisa mean when it says that, how do we know that you can add? And then we bring some topic here. 1 second. Elaim Abba B'shisha, if you're going to say the chiddush is that he's able to be menadev 4 or 6, well, what's the chiddush? Maishna shloisha the chazal of kebet. After all, what's the difference? 3 is suitable for a kebet. Abba B'shisha nami chazal ayel apar. If you're telling me that a person is able to be menadev minchat nesachim, obviously it can be menadev nesachim of any kind of animal that can be validly brought as a carbon. So exactly the same way as you can be menadev 3, and we learn that from Ezra, the same way you can learn 4, the same way you can learn 6. You don't need a different pasuk. You don't need the word yi to teach us that concept.
So then you keep it for...
1 second. El olav hamisha. So the pashtus, what must be coming to teach us the case of 5? Ushmamina ein tevel and a sachin. So therefore, that would seem to prove that ein tevel and a sachin, that a person could be menadev 5. And then what we will do is we'll take 4 out of it and we makriv it, and the 5th one we'll tell him to hold on to, and somebody else will be by soon and you'll join up with him. Okay, so shmamina, so that proves it. So it would seem that the Gemara has proven, therefore, that you can be menadev 5. And that's it. You don't need to do anything. You can be makriv 4, and the other one will be held over. However, the Rambam passes that if a person is menadev 5, we tell him you have to bring a 6th one. Now, where is he getting that from? If all Gemara said not like that. So there's possibilities that maybe he had a different girsa over here, but also there's an explanation that some of the Mepharshim explained because this wasn't the last word on it. Before we get to that, I forgot, we have another piece before we get to the end of this, and then we'll talk about the Rambam. Okay. Amar Abashi, v'hanan lois nanmachi. What do you mean you can be menadev 5? Our Mishnah didn't say that, so it said, ein mesnadev lois shnayim v'chamisha. You said you can't be menadev 1 or 2 or 5. On the face of it, it means kapani chamisha drum yedishnayim. So five would have to be similar to two. Ma shnayim galechazu klal, meaning two is b'chlal not suitable. You can't say you're going to take one of them and be makriv it, because two by themselves is not suitable to be makriv. The pashtus would mean that five are not cannot be brought as is. You would have to add a sixth one.
And
that would mean yes, kevel.
Two is not suitable.
Right, and therefore five.
We say three, and we don't say it.
That, well, okay, so that gets into the question between Rashi and the Rambam in the earlier thing we were talking about. When he's bringing one or two, do we make him bring up to three or up to six, as the case may be, or is there a difference maybe with one or two because it's not suitable at all? There's no way that no part of it can be suitable. Therefore, we would say fine. You don't have a nebula over here. You're not obligated in anything. Or, on the other hand, with five, we would tell him to fill it in. We're telling them to bring a fifth one. But again, our Mishnah mentioned all three of them together, one, two, and five, implying none of them can be brought, no part of them, the same way as no part of one can be brought, no part of two can be brought, the same way no part of five can be brought. So either that would mean, therefore, that we would either, so again, maybe that would mean we would tell them you have to bring a sixth because you have to be master of it, or maybe it would mean, or it mean nothing, it would mean you have no nether, just like with one and two, yes. The answer is, the Gemara says, what kind of a question is that? Each one has its own situation. One and two, you can't be menadev one or two at all, but five, it doesn't mean you can't be menadev. It means v'chachila you shouldn't, because v'chachila you shouldn't be menadev in such a way that you're going to be makhluz four and then have one left over. Bidi Eved, since we had the Braitha before, from Sikri, that... Is it possible that you can just stay on one side of the door? I don't know why stuff has to keep on being brought inside of us. Okay. So, when the Mishnah says one or two, it means there's no one or two at all. Period. It's out of the picture. Five would mean that if you brought five, l'chila you shouldn't be doing it. L'chila versus Amos Nadvin would not mean you can't be Menadar 5. L'chila you shouldn't be Menadar 5. But b'di'evit, if you did, given that the Braisa that we just quoted from Sifri implies from the word Yosef that you could be Menadar 5, then the answer is yes, we'll take four and be Makers and leave the other one as Moshe.
Why don't you say Yosef means also... And you will bring your sixth one.
Because then you don't have a chiddush, and that, of course, we know that if you bring that, you can bring six. Because we know the same way as you can bring three, you can bring six. So therefore, the whole point was, we just said that the three implies that you could bring five. Well then, in order not to contradict our Mishnah, we can say that our Mishnah means that clearly you shouldn't be menadev five, because then you're going to have a moser. But if you did, then you can be makir four and leave over one. So now, that's the point. On the face of it, the Gemara seems to have concluded that that's the halacha. But on the other hand, again, the Rambam says that no, we make them bring the fifth one. So one answer is because the next thing the Gemara continues is Omer Abaye in Tim Saloima in Tevel and Asachim. The next words in the Gemara are Abaye continues that if you're going to say in Tevel and Asachim, then there would be certain din. So therefore, it means that Abaye himself is not sure. The fact is, we have Rav Ashi's kasha, is a strong kasha. The Mishnah put together 1, 2, and 5, and finds there's a certain similarity between them. So what are you being zoichik and saying that 1 and 2 means nothing happens, and 5 means l'chil enough to be ever yet? So therefore, because...
And he says 5, what does that mean?
No, so what are we... If we said, en kevel and asachim would mean you're all for 4. But Abaye asks the next thing, in Kim Salomar, yesh ain kever, or yesh kever, meaning that Abaye, like this, so far we seem to have concluded ain kever and a sochi, that therefore, if you menadev five, you bring four, and the other one remains moser. That would be ain kever and a sochi. But on the other hand, the fact that Abaye brings it up for a question next, in Kim Salomar, ain kever and a sochi, in Kim Salomar, yesh kever and a sochi, it means that it's still uncertain.
If we say
and Kevel and that means bring four and leave the one as well. If we say yes, Kevel and then you have to bring a sixth one. Because all five of them have to be all for the Mazayach, and the only way to do that is to be marked with six of them. Okay, so again, that's one reason that may be why the Rambam Paskin, not like the simple meaning of our Gemara over here, because we continue that Abaye says the question is still open whether yes, Kevel or in Kevel. Even though we found a way to dismiss Rav Ashi's question, Hakadi Issa or Hakadi Issa, but nevertheless, still our bias feels that the question is still open. Okay. So, and therefore, since it's still open, then in other words, we're left with a topic. If it's a topic, there are eyes, so there's the amount.
So and Tochen because...
Because we're not sure. Because, after all, the Mishnah said 1, 2, and 5, and that implies that 1 and 2 and 5 are all the same kind of thing, that you can't be matched with any of them on the Mizeah.
So we're not sure.
So, yeah. So because we're not sure, therefore, okay. I'm going to buy it. In Tim Saloma, ain't Kevel and a Sochen. Okay, so like this. If you're going to argue that ain't Kevel and a Sochen, and therefore... Again, when he says 5, and you match with 4, and you leave over 1, okay, ha, ain't Kevel and a Sochen, then fine. We establish what you do. It means, but it means also, therefore, it means that you can bring any amount over 3. Again, you bring 3, it's for a Kevel, 4 for an Ayo, 5, you said you match with 5 and leave the rest as Noser, and 6 and higher, you can bring no matter what. There's no question about it. But in Tim Saloma, yesh Kevel and a Sochen. However, if you're going to argue that yesh Kevel and a Sochen, meaning that if what you offered is not suitable to be brought on the Mizbeach by itself, but some part of it would have been, then you have to fill in the rest of the thing. And therefore, when you brought 5, you're going to make him bring a 6th one. Then we have a question like this. Add a start of shittily. So if he says up until 10, then there's no question. Because any number up to 10 can be used for only 2 korban. There's no question that he'll bring exactly as he said. So if he says, if he says three, he brings 3. 4, he brings 4. 5, we said, if we say yes, Kevel, we'll make him bring 6. 6 will bring 6. 7 is good because that's 3 plus 4. 8 is good because 4 plus 4. 9 is good because 6 plus 3. 10 is good because it has to be only 3, 4, and 6. Yeah. 10 would be good because it's 6 and 4. The question would be, Achan Osir Midboyim. However, Abaya says, I would have a question, what you do if he says that a menad is 11? Why? Do we say, what do we say he has in mind? Zavra l'shnei parim kamachadin, do we assume that the person meant the amount of nesachim that are suitable for 2 parim, and 2 parim, and he's 12. And again, the abdim amal is the hulay kharabi. So again, unless you actually fill it up with a 12, you can't be matched with it. Therefore, like the Rambam says, you'll make him bring a 12, if that were the case. Or can we say that maybe he had in mind 11 specifically, because 11 can count for 2 Elam and 1 Kevet. The question is, The question is, what do we have in mind? Do we think that he could possibly have had in mind 2 of one animal and 1 of another animal? Do we conceivably say that he might have had in mind 11 counts for 2 Elam and 1 Kevet? Or maybe we don't say that. 2 Elam is 8. 4 plus 4. And 1 Kevet is 3, so that brings you up to 11. Yeah. But the problem is, maybe we would say, is it normal for a person to be menadev like that, where he has in mind 2 of one animal and 1 of one animal? Or do we say, but in the case of 11, we have a choice. We could assume that really he means 2 parim, and in that case it would be like saying 5, and therefore we make him use 6. And here it would be that it has to be 2 of one animal and 1 of one and 1 of another animal. Is that a usual thing to do? We could ask him, maybe, because they really don't. We could ask him, but suppose he said, I really meant 11, then we would tell him 12 or not. And the answer is teiku. Now, here we have the opposite situation. The previous case, we said that Amman Paskin Lachumra went on the face of it, the Gemara ended up saying Makula. Here we have the opposite, because the Amman understood that the question was still open. Here it's the other way around. Even though the Gemara leaves it teiku, and you would think, therefore, you should make him bring the 12th Yisarin, nevertheless, the Amman Paskin that you don't. He can bring 11, and say that's for 2 Elim and 1 Kevin. So how does that fit with our Gemara? One answer is that the Rambam is looking back at the Braisa that we said in the 6-3 before, where we said that where it implied even that he could bring 5. So fine, we don't accept that maybe, but at least we accept that you can bring anything over 6. You can bring without worrying about what animals it represents. Because, in other words, what it is that you could argue that what the Sri is saying, and I say there's a verbal salvation, right, something like this, I think, that that the vort is, the three is taking the view. It's not really what animals it's suitable for. Yes, you have three, four, and six are the minimum amounts, because those are the minimum amounts you can bring for any particular animal. But once you get, but the fact that the three implied you can bring five, even though that's not suitable for any one animal, and that you can bring, and that you can bring anything more than six, means we're not really worried about what animals it's suitable for. Once you get beyond six, then it's okay. It doesn't matter even if it's a weird collection of animals. Nevertheless, the fact is it's still more than six, and therefore you're good.
Good if you don't have specific animals chosen.
You don't, because we can count, because he said 11, and therefore we can say that that means you had in mind to, yeah, any way that you can get to 11. Another answer is, because again, our Mishnah just said, and we shishol l'mayla, six and above, our Mishnah didn't say anything about 11, so therefore we can say that nevertheless, even though the Gemara has a question, we can say nevertheless the Stam Mishnah is strong enough for us to say override that, and it's strong enough for us to say that 11 is okay. So the Stam Mishnah didn't mention anything about 11. Yeah.
So
the halacha is that if a person says 11, he can bring 11. You don't make him bring 12. But if he says 5, then you make him bring 6 because of the suffix before.
That's the
Rambam? That's the
Rambam. Okay.
So 11 you can 6. You could. It might be a hard way to do it by doing two Elim and one Kenneth, but nevertheless, it's doable. But 5 is completely impossible.
You don't say 11, so 5 will be one cousin, and the rest you put away.
No, because you try to be maxed with as much as you can. You only do most of it if you have no other choice. Okay. Mishnah says. Misnadvin Yayin Ve'en Misnadvin Shemen Divir Rav Akiva. Rav Akiva says that you can be Menadiv wine, as we learned in the previous Mishnah, but you cannot be Menadiv oil by itself as a carbon. Oil would always be part of a carbon mincha. Always be part of a carbon mincha, with the exception, okay, you have the one exception. When a Mitzvah brings his carbonus, he brings one lug of oil with it. But that lug of oil, no, well, that, but also the point is, no part of it goes on the Mitzvah.
Right.
Divir Rav Akiva, that's what Rav Akiva says. Rav Tarsin and Misnad Vin Shemen. Rav Tarsin says, no, you could be Menad of oil as well, and it will be brought as a carbon by itself. We learned earlier in the Masechta, and Rashi brings it over here, that what you do is you treat it like a mincha, you take a koimus of it, you burn that on the Mizeach, and the rest of it is eaten by the koimus. Is there any way possible that just all the food can be brought out without having to go back and forth? We are trying to learn over here, and it's distracting to us, and it's probably distracting to them also. Okay. So again, you would take a koimus from it, you'd be masked with a koimus, and the rest of it is eaten by the koinin, just like a regular mincha. We learned earlier in the sector how exactly do you take a koimetz from oil. One answer is the flour, the oil itself is a thicker liquid, so it's possible to take a koimetz from it. You may also, we said before, maybe you macrish it, maybe you cool and chill it in order that it'll be more semi-solid. So the Tosfos Yom Tov learns that you make a paper for it. But it's hard to say that, because in that case, why don't we say the same thing with wine? Okay, anyway. So the Tarkin says, yes, you can bring oil on the carbon by itself. I'm going to pipe in, and a pipe in says, I'll prove it to you. Mama finu b'yayin shu b'chayvo b'nadava. Just like wine can be brought as an obligation, as part of nisakim for a carbon, and it can also be brought as an adava individually. Apshemen shu b'chayvo b'nadava. The same thing, oil can be brought together with something else as a chayvo. When you bring a mincha, you're obligated, it's a mama finu, it's a vinyana, basically. Just like wine can be brought as part of nisakim, as part of the suite of things that you bring. No, because they're similar. They're both called Nesachim. Sometimes they're mentioned in the same topic, but yeah. So therefore, we said Mr. Milamish and Misnad are Nesachim. Both wine and both oil and wine are considered Nesachim. We've actually talked about that earlier in the chapter. Okay. So therefore, just like wine can be brought alone and wine can be brought as part of a chayva, where you have to bring flour, wine, and oil with a carbon, and it can also be brought as an adava by itself. Ap shemen, shu bo chayva, bon adava. The same thing, oil has to be brought as part of other things, as part of a mincha, or as part of a mincha's nesachim, but it can also be brought individually. Amalo Rav Akiva, moi. Rav Akiva says no. That's not necessarily a valid proof. Im amar to be yayin, you can say that you can bring wine by itself. You can say the positive Ezra that we mentioned on Amman Aleph. It teaches us that you can bring wine by itself. The logic is shekin karev chayvosi b'snei asma, because when you bring wine, even when you bring it as a chayva, it's not mixed with anything else. You don't mix the wine together with the mincha and then offer them on the mizbeach. You burn the mincha's nesachim on the, you burn the mincha with flour and oil on the mizbeach, and you pour the wine into the shittim. or according to Shmuel, you sprinkle on the fire, whatever. The point is, as opposed to oil, as opposed to oil, you never have that it's brought by itself. Whenever you have to bring it to the chayva, it's always together with the flour. So therefore, you have no basis to say that you should bring it by itself. And that's kaka the halacha. As usual, the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva against another individual time. Halacha could have Akiva machaveva.
You don't put oil in the fire.
You could. The Gemara actually discusses in that sugya in Zvachim that if we held like a paraffin that you could bring oil by itself, then yes, you could pour it on the fire. Yeah, because it wouldn't put out the fire. It would make the fire stronger. Yeah.
Oil.
Oil is flammable. Wine is not. Well, oil. We're talking olive oil. Yeah. Well, because, but if you pour it into a fire, it'll burn. Okay. Continues the Mishnah. Ein shnayim misnadvin isarin echol. Now, you can't have two people be menadiv one isarin for a mincha together. A mincha has to be brought individually. There's no such thing as a mincha brought by parties. Avam misnadvin olo shlomim, but you can be menadiv an olo or a shlomim. Two people can bring jointly, two or more people can bring jointly an olo or a shlomim. But when it comes to birds, they can bring even one little bird. A person can bring a voluntary ola of a bird. You can have a tiny little thing, but two people or more can share in it. They can chip into it.
Nothing more than a bird.
In other words, all animal and bird carbonates, well, not all. The ones that can be brought, but neither in a java, people can bring jointly. But not a mincha, as we'll see in the Gemara wine. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Midivre Shneyam Milmard, From what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Parfen are saying in our Mishnah, where they're arguing about whether you can bring oil by itself, we learn, but they both take as the underlying premise that you could bring a minchas nesachim by itself. Therefore, misnadav on a minchas nesachim b'chol yom. So we learn from that a person can even nadav a minchas nesachim even every day. You don't have to, a minchas nesachim doesn't have to accompany a korban. A person can even nadav it all by itself. And also the wine by itself, as we learned before.
The wine just poured into the...
Yeah, the wine would be poured into the shisen, and the mincha kasachim would be burnt on the mizbeach.
Midivish
name Noman. From the between what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Parfen are saying, we learn that a person can even add a mincha kasachim. And actually, come to think of it, no, what it means is mincha kasachim means it doesn't even have to be with the wine. It can just be the flour and the oil that, in other words, you have the various kinds of mincha from which a koyimus is taken and the koyim eat the rest, but you also have now a sixth kind of mincha that a person can even add a mincha kasachim. A person can even add a mincha that the purpose of it is that it will be burnt completely on the mizbeach. Based on what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Parfen are saying. Because again, Rabbi Parfen is saying that you can bring oil by itself. You can bring oil as part of a mincha, and you can bring oil by itself. And Rabbi Parfen is saying the difference is oil, whenever it's brought, is brought inside a mincha, never by itself. But therefore, we see that Rabbi Akiva accepts the premise that you can bring a mincha that's completely burnt on the mizbeach by itself.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So the question is, in that case, shitter. Well, in that case, it's obvious. And the answer is, mao detema? No, because you think like this. Maybe what it is when the Torah says that a person can bring a minchas nedava, maybe the Torah is only specifically saying that he can bring only one of the five menachas that I mentioned over there. So the solas, machmas, macheshes, chalos, retikin, maybe only those five. Maybe there's not another kind, maybe there's not a sixth kind they can bring. So if a person were to say, Harealai minchas nedava, maybe it wouldn't work. Therefore, Rava wants to tell us that you can deduce from our Mishnah not like that. Because Hani Nila the Stama. That's true if a person says Stam. If a person says Stam, I'm making a neder to bring a mincha, then it would have to be one of the five types. Aval, Hecha, the Parish, but if he specifically says I'm bringing a mincha to Nesachim, then fine, Parish, then he said so, and that's a valid thing. It's going to be brought as a mincha to Nesachim and completely burnt on the Mizrach.
Based on the two opinions
of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Parfen, yeah.
How do you combine them?
You don't combine them. You say that both Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Parfen agree with the basic premise that you can bring a mincha to Nesachim by itself. They're only arguing, does that mean that you can bring oil by itself or not? But they both agree that a person can bring a mincha that has oil mixed. They both agree that you can bring a mincha that's mixed with oil and then have it burnt on the mizbeach. Okay. Then we said in the Mishnah, Ein Shnayim Misnadvim. We said two people cannot be menadav and mincha together. So the question is, my time, why not? Are you going to say, because the pasuk says takriv, the nefesh is takriv korban mincha l'Hashem. Takriv is in the singular, that he is makriv.
No,
we didn't use it. So the question is, Ola Nami Hoksiv Yaakov. Okay, you can say the same thing about an Ola. It also says in the singular, Yaakov, or Yaakov's enemy, yes. Ela Ola my timer. So why would you say that doesn't apply to an Ola? Just did what Ola Seichem, because you have a different positive that mentions Ola Seichem, your plural Olas, which means that plural people, many people, can join together in one Ola. Well, in that case, Mincha Nami Hoksiv Mincha Seichem. In that case, in that same positive, it also mentions Mincha Seichem. So you should say that that overrides the word Kachim. No, rather the reason why only one person can bring a mincha is because the pasuk says, the pasuk introduces it, the nefesh kisak with korban mincha. So therefore, it means only a nefesh, only an individual person. By the way, I mean, we know there is such a thing as a mincha sibur, of course, you have mincha snesachim that are brought by the sibur, and you have the omer and the shealachim and the lachim abanim, but the point is that the vote is, therefore, the sibur in that sense is also considered like one person. So the whole Jewish people in some circumstances are considered like one person. So there's actually an interesting vote from the Meshech Chochmah on that. He says, and then in Akhtorah of Shabbos Chazon, you have an expression with Navi, where Yeshaya says to the people, loistos people hovi mincha shom, don't keep on bringing a mincha for nothing. So what does he mean by that? He says like this. Because, like this, you Jewish people collectively are bringing menachas. And you're arguing because you're allowed to. However, that only works when you're ba'achdus. But if you're stealing from each other and other averus against each other, like he says over there, then you're not, and you're acting like zoyim ba'amorah, like he says over there, shimud ba'alashem, sine zoyim, then you're not like one person anymore, then you're like a bunch of shurtim, and shurtim can't bring a mincha. Okay. Tanya nami hochi, indeed, we learn like that in the Braisa, Rebbe Omer. When the pasuk says Asher Yakriv Korbani L'chol Nidreim L'chol Nidvos and Asher Yakriv L'Hashem, a different pasuk mentions that if a person is makriv his korban for all their nedarim and all their nedarim that they will offer to Hashem, so it's sort of singular and continued plural, that means Hakol Boin B'Shutvos, means any korban can be brought in a partnership. The only one that the pasuk is excluding is Mincha Shenemer Nefesh, because by that the pasuk says Nefesh. So it's an extra word, and therefore
the
teaches. Except for a carbon mincha. Reb Shamshin Mufal Hirsch actually says a vort on it, that he says the idea is an animal or a bird carbon is meant to represent the person himself. Fine, so you see all our reasons, all of that. We're all intertwined with each other, so therefore many people can bring one animal that represents their collective lives, of all of them together. When it comes to a mincha, he says, represents a person's parnasa, that a person is thanking Hashem for the parnasa he has. Every person has their own zaudin min hashamayim, what their panasa is. One person can't override the other one by even a hair's breadth if Hashem doesn't want it. So therefore, every person is for themselves when it comes to a mincha to represent that they're recognizing the individual ashkacha process that gives them the panasa that they have. Okay. Amar Rav Yitzchak. Here's another thing. Why is mincha special that it says on it the word nefesh? So besides, when we have the drasha over here, that it means that only one person can bring a mincha, but in that case, the pasuk could have used a different word for it. Why specifically the word nefesh, which means in the shama? Means like this. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mi darkoi, and Rashi says, because if it just meant that it can't be b'shut, because it's an ish, or whatever, the fact that it's a nefesh. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means Hashem is saying like this. Me darke lahavi mincha. After all, who's the kind of person who usually brings a mincha? Only a poor person, because he doesn't have any animals to be able to bring a korban. Therefore, because he's willing to give away something that's very important to him, because he doesn't have something more expensive, malani olav kila hikriv nafshi lefana. I consider it, says Hashem, as if he offered his own neshama as a korban. By the way, the medrash in
you could say that's any other.
No, but it was like this. An animal korban, typically a person who brings an animal as a korban, he has more than one animal. So therefore, it's not his nefesh. It's not like this bread is a staple food. We said before about a flemichal halter and all that. And yeah, but this, he's taking the little flour that he has in his house and giving it away for a mincha. So therefore, it's a big deal, yeah. Yeah, but the medrash, by the way, brings a similar thing about it, a couple of similar stories about this. One of them being there was a story over there in Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Vayikra. One story over there where there was a rich person is bringing a korban, a huge ox, but he can't get it to move. It refused to move. Then a poor person comes by carrying a bunch of vegetables that he's bringing home for his supper or whatever, and he holds them in front of the animal like to entice it to go to the Bet Mikdash. And that night, the rich person has a dream saying basically that the poor person's korban Hashem considers more important than yours. Oh. He gave away something that's vital to him, whereas you. Yeah, another story over there involving. I guess he actually said it to him. I don't know. Another story over there involving a group up one time decided that he wants to bring 1,000 korbanos on a certain day. So he tells the kohen, "I want you to reserve the mizbeach only for me today." Don't. He was a king about 30, 40 years before this, about 30, 40 years before the Horde by king. 20 years, whatever. 20. Yeah, he's a good king. But, so one time, he decided he wants to bring a huge number of Kurbanis. So he asked for them as they have to be reserved for him that day. A poor person comes with a couple of birds for a Kurban, and they tell him, is this reserved today? He explains to them, basically, that I have this thing. Every day I catch, I'm a hunter, I track animals for a living. Every day I manage to catch four birds. Two of them I bring as a Kurban, and two of them I use for my family to eat. If I can't be master of the two that are meant for a Kurban, I'm afraid that I might not be able to have, maybe Hashem will take away from me, and I may not be able to get what I need for my family tomorrow. So they allowed him, and that night, again, that group had a dream that this Oni Kurban was more acceptable than yours, and he asked the Kohanim, what do you mean? What Oni Kurban? I thought I had it reserved. And they told him, and our group had told them, you know what, you guys did right.
It was a good
thing. Yeah. Also, Rabbi Yitzchak says, what's special about a mincha that you have five different types of ways that you can make it? You have mincha solus, a raw flour one, machbas, a shallow pan, macheshes, a deep pan, chalos, a chicken. Why do you have, so Rashi explains, by the way, tigun usually means frying. Now, not all of these are fried. Some of them are raw, some of them are baked. But anything that includes oil, Rashi says, can be called tigun. Because eventually, typically it would be fried. Anyway, the point is, why by mincha specifically did Hashem give five different ways of bringing it? So like this, Moshal Amalch Basav Adam, Sha'asav Lai Oyha Bait Zodah, I was a Moshal of a human king that his friend made for him a curry, the Yedea Boshu Oni, but the king realizes that his friend is poor and he can't really afford to make something to Yad HaMelech. Amalai, so the king tells him, fine, Aseli Min Chamisha Min Eitzigur, just make for me five types of things made out of flour and oil. Kadesha, prepared in different ways. Kadesha, Ahonim Imcha, this way I can have Hana from you, like this. In other words, you can't afford a lot of different dishes on the table, but at least you have different dishes made with the same ingredients, all considered out as if it was different dishes, like Yadamela. So the same thing, Hashem says, so the Oni, so to speak, I'm giving you, there's this way, you have, like, you can make, like, a stud for a king in any of five different ways. Of course, by the way, from the Chedush Arim that relates to this week's parasha, that is worth saying now. You have a bit of the Pasuk says, when Yaakov is sending the hundreds of animals to Esav, so he tells the messengers, tell Esav, Mincha Hishlucha La'adoni La'Esav. This is a present that I'm sending to my master, to Esav. The Chedush Arim says there's a deeper word in that also. We're saying over here, Mincha is a very cheap carbon. That's the type of thing that it only brings. So the Vorta is like this, therefore. A mincha, in a certain sense then, a mincha represents the type of avodah, like, that's also, oichmer and avodah, you know, like that, what kind of avodah is that compared to the higher levels of avodah that a person should do? But the fact is, it's ladoni la'esav. The fact is, you're being opposed by ladoni esav, by the esahar. So any mincha, even a mincha yishlocha, ladoni la'esav, it's still worthwhile to Hashem, even the little amount of avodah that you can accomplish, given that you're doing it in the teeth of ladoni esav.
What did the pasuk say?
The fun of means before him. It was ahead of him. It was before he got there. There's the famous verse from the Mezitra Magid that says, no, actually it's on Malachim Mamish. The Mezitra Magid says on Vayishlach Yaakov, and Yaakov says Malachim Mamish, that it means he sent the eighth of only the Mamoshes, only the Chithonius of the Malachim. He kept the Pnimius for himself. I think there's also somebody else, maybe it was the Mezitra Magid himself, I don't remember, who actually says, we learn that also from the word Lefonov. Lefonov means that he kept the Pnimius for himself. I don't remember that though, but yeah. In other words, does the Malachim have a Pnimius and a Chithonius also? I mean, you have there's different than the Pnimius and Chithonius of a human being, but there's still something that he sent to Esav, but there's a higher level of it that he kept for himself.
They actually went in the detail and thinking.
Okay. Well, that was a different. Yeah, I don't know if that was the same Malachim. Yeah. Okay. Hadron Malachim and Nachasan Esachim. Okay. I think we'll stop a little early today, and we'll start with a new Perek tomorrow. Best of luck. Tomorrow night being between the Kamayers.
What about Shabbos night?
Friday night is the Tunin Chamayr, as usual.
Oh, Shabbos night.
Oh, Mother Shabbos, 8:30.
Yeah, but there's a
Yutes. Not Yutes Kislev, it's the middle of next week. They're not having a Fabreng.
Oh, not Shabbos night.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
There is a Fabreng going on tonight, that's true, but, so fine. We'll dominate and then we can drive it.
Yeah, okay. Have a good night. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.